the Absolute Law Studios on Stan and Haney Boulevard.
This is 96 K-Rock. 96.1.
A Beasley Media Group station.
WRXK.
Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, Cape Coral.
Everything that rocks. 96 K-Rock.
Ahoy.
Hey.
Joffrey.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Must have heard us talking about sticks.
Oh yeah.
You must have heard us. You know how to drive a stick shift, Joffrey? You know how to? You got an automatic car, which I'm sure you. You know how to drive a stick?
Well, I probably could.
What do you mean? Yes. So you never tried driving a stick shift?
No, I've never had any reason to.
You mean with that father of yours being the kind of guy he never made you learn to drive a stick?
How hard could it be?
It's hard. It's hard. Ask Dave.
Dave?
Joffrey.
Is it hard?
No, Joffrey, not at all.
What do you want, by the way? What do you want? You know, I got enough headaches with Dave in here today.
Oh,
I don't need
Stan.
Added headaches with you, Joffrey.
Oh, that's been really, really hard for me lately.
So can't you tell this to somebody who cares? You got to call me up and start whimpering like a girl?
Well, you're like my best bud.
I'm not your best bud. No, I'm not. And if that's the case, then that's a sad life you're leading, Joffrey.
Anywho.
Yeah, what? Go ahead. Don't cry on me, though. Don't cry, you know?
I'm surprised that you didn't even notice that it's been a while since I've called you.
I try to get you out of my mind, and when you pop back in like this, it seems like it was just yesterday.
Well, I have just been through a devastating court case.
You've gone to court?
Yeah, I was the victim.
You were the victim of what, Joffrey?
I went to the convenience store. This was a couple of weeks ago. And I picked up, just a little wine cooler, a little juicy juice, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
And
juicy juice.
And I wound up to the counter.
As most grown adults would.
And I asked the clerk for a package of Virginia Slims 100 menthol in the Crush Proof purse pack. And as I'm standing there and I'm waiting for my cigarette.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about anything. I'm having a perfectly nice day. But
sure.
There's this big, burly fellow standing next to me.
What's he doing, calling you a whisker biscuit?
And he looks over at me.
Yeah.
And he says, "What are you smiling at, fruitcake?"
See, I was kind of right on that. Yeah, what are you smiling at, fruitcake? So what'd you say back?
I said, "What's it to ya, Buster?"
Oh yeah, acting tough.
And then he shoved me in the chest and I fell down.
He assaulted you.
He pushed me in the chest and I fell down.
How hard? I mean, did he push you? Did he shove you? Did he make a gesture towards you and you got all startled and fell down? What really happened, Joffrey?
He claims he barely touched me.
Yeah, I wasn't willing to bet. You got those lady feet. Put down the Virginia Slim, too, okay? Please.
So, of course, I demanded that the police be called. And the man just laughed.
Well, were the police called? Evidently, you were the victim. You were in court. Evidently, the cops were called.
Yes, and the police showed up, and everybody was against me.
I could imagine.
The clerks all said, "Oh, he barely touched him." The guy said, "Oh, I barely touched him."
Yep.
And I said, "He pushed me to the ground."
Yeah. Did you tell him that he called you a fruitcake too?
I most certainly did.
And would they all agree?
Yeah. And I was demanding that he be arrested And the police were saying it doesn't work that way, sir.
Correct.
And so I was summoned to court.
You were summoned to court.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I was assuming that I would be there as a witness to talk about the brutality that had been inflicted upon my person.
Yeah, it sounds like it's caused permanent damage. Yeah, okay. Okay, so you're summoned to court. You think it's, you know, so you can testify about how you were brutalized by a big brute.
Yes. Mm. And when I went to court, the man looked nothing like he did on that night. His hair was all slickered back. All of a sudden, he's wearing glasses and a nice suit.
Mm-hmm. And sleeves long enough, you know, so you don't see the sleeve tattoos and all that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And the judge addressed me.
Okay.
And said, "Do you know why you're here?" And I said, "Yes, I am here to testify about what this monster did to me, Your Honor." Mm-hmm. And she said, "No, that is not why you're here. I have already dealt with this gentleman, but before I close this case, I want you to know the disposition of this case."
Okay.
She addressed the brute and said that he is required to take 6 weeks of anger management classes.
Ah, anger management, yeah, for the false charges that were drummed up on him because he pushed you. I hope you took pictures.
And I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah, you should be. Justice served.
And I thought that was it, but it wasn't because then the judge turned to me and she says, "And as for you, sir, for your role in this incident, I am sentencing you to 6 weeks of assertiveness training."
Yeah, for being such a pansy, such a panty waste.
This lady judge started lecturing me on how I needed to stand up for myself and not be such a puss.
Yeah, like Dave. Yeah, absolutely. A puss.
So, I finished my first class on Wednesday night.
How'd that go? Joffrey. Take us into that first class. What was the first thing? Was there a mean man that was the teacher?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think former military or something.
Good. Former military tells you to, stand up straight and act like a man.
What I wanted to do was to see if the things that they told me would work.
Okay.
So I know it'll be hard for you.
For me, yes.
But just try and be mean to me and let me use my training.
All right.
I know you don't mean it.
Yeah, I do mean it, you limp-wristed pansy crybaby wimp.
Yeah, you say that to me again, you're going to be saying
limp-wristed crybaby wimp.
You say that to me again, and you're going to be saying
I just said it.
Without no teeth.
Oh, bitch. Without no teeth? What are you going to do to me?
I'll kick your ass up one side of the street and down the other.
Oh, yeah? And who are you going to do it with, bitch?
Yeah, well, you call me a bitch.
You're a little bitch.
And you'll be going out on a stretcher if you're lucky.
Oh, yeah? Well, then go ahead. Do something. Puss,
yeah,
bitch,
I'll tell
wimp.
You what I'll do. I'll get a 10-penny nail and a ball peen hammer and put it in your eardrum.
Do you realize, little boy, you're going to get your ass beat. You think a little shove by a monster, it was horrible at the convenience store. You're going to be nothing but a pulpy mess. And you ain't going to have any teeth.
Look, last time I checked, I'm the big bull, and this is my pasture.
Now see what that is. That's not standing your ground. That's being antagonistic, and you're going to get somebody is going to tell you to bite the curb.
I just don't know where the line is.
But you got to say it like you mean it, not like you're reading from some script.
Oh, don't mess with me, or this is my pasture.
Say it like you mean it. Go ahead. Say it. I understand this isn't real. You know what? Say it like you mean it to me.
Pretend Stan just kicked one of your dogs.
Yeah. I kick Pepper like a damn football through the goalpost.
Say, look, Joffrey, just say, I want to beat your ass, bitch.
Ooh.
Yeah, Dave.
What he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave's going to kick your ass.
Get out, go and put it on him. And plus, I've kicked his ass before. It's easy.
What?
He's a puss.
Keep talking. Joffrey, you just need to sit there and go, hey, man.
I'll tell you right now. Joffrey,
what
I'm going to say.
Hey, Dave.
You need to say, hey, man. Why are you messing with me, bro? You want a piece of this?
Bro?
Okay, let me try.
Throw it a little, bro.
Hey, why are you messing with me, bro? You want a piece of this?
Oh, no, Mr. Mean Man.
Come on, Joffrey. You got to get from
You're scaring me.
From the Longs brother. Or sister. Or.
You ever try Preparation H under your eyes?
All the time.
Welcome to American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem, and this is our weekly countdown of the 40 best-selling songs in the USA. During the next 3 hours, we'll be hearing the biggest hits in the nation by the biggest pop stars in the world. We have 3 debut songs in the survey this week, including the brand-new smash by Elton John. And in addition to this week's number one song, there are 5 former number one songs that we'll be hearing. A lot of great music, so let's get it started right here.
Number 40.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Liquor, paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Gone. Thankfully, we're not going anywhere. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. It's a Friday fun day at 96K. Okay. Yeah, this is something. Let's see. Let's just calmly see what happens here. Let's just hold on.
This way. Okay.
There we go.
Hit it a little early.
Well, see, I just...
Sit down and eat your food. We had fun day here and plenty of utensils. He holds
there is
it
no utensils.
He holds his rice and beans up to his face and lapping at it like a dog.
There's no utensils, Stan.
Is that Hispanic pig you're eating?
I don't know what it is, man. There's
that could be pork. That could be chicken. Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's pork.
Yeah, that's the pig.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there. It was overwhelming.
Oh, you're going to have some more to eat today, too.
Well, then why am I...
Oh, eat up.
Because
we got something special for you today.
Because you've been hungry a lot.
And then eat. And what you're going to have today, don't let us down, because it's all about us and our reputation. Our reputation is on the line with you today.
Okay. All right.
You sure that's wise?
Oh, it's wise.
Well, that's, subliminally.
What? Well, say what?
Subliminally.
Yeah. I'll tell you. D-Train, do you think we need to tell him he's going to have today yet?
No, just...
Do you think we should give him a good 10 minutes to prepare?
I think we should give him
should
a
Should I even
minutes.
Be eating?
No, eat up.
Yeah, because this
up.
Would be considered a garnish. So.
Yeah, this is just a little starter.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you. I mean, you're going
to
prepare.
I have it here in my hand, so let me know when you're wanting to show.
Because we're going to do this in probably just a little bit. Buddy Taylor from Gator Hammock sent us a package.
Yeah.
And there you see in front of us. This is used for publicity purposes now. Publicity purposes.
Limited quantity.
There's a very limited quantity.
Beautiful.
That's a bottle of Stan and Haney Barbecue Sol.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yep. Now, you're going to continue to eat this pork dry. What's going to happen is, let's say, at the end of the grab bag, which will be at about 2:50, about 30 minutes from now.
Right.
We're going to go and crack that fresh bottle of Stan and Haney Barbecue Sol open.
Yeah.
And now, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't care if you drink it, put it on a cracker, put it on some more pork, put it on some beans, some rice. You have 1 hour, 1 hour to finish the bottle.
Full 10 fluid ounces.
10 ounces of barbecue.
Right.
I don't care if you have to chug it.
Okay.
Put it on some meat.
What if it just ends up smeared around on a plate?
No.
He has to lick the plate.
Then he'll have to lick the plate. It has to be consumed in 1 hour, 10 ounces of barbecue sauce. Any way you want to do it. You want to put it on some crackers. You want to put it on a chip. You want to put it on some pork. That whole 10 ounces It's fresh, good, just
good,
opened.
Good sauce.
That's what
I know
I'm saying.
It's good sauce.
So if you go and you're 40 minutes into it and that's bad.
It happens,
that's
man.
That's bad for Stan and Haney.
No.
Do you
no.
think you can do it, unlike the 9 donuts?
It looks easy. Everything's
okay. Piece of cake.
Know.
I don't want to hear you moan and groan about it because every time you moan and groan, that's a mark on the Stan and Haney heritage.
Oh my gosh, man!
And people are listening because there's someone in the higher ups, high as they get, who said, "Hey, what's Dave doing today?"
That's true.
Really?
Hey, man, what's Dave doing today?
What do we got him doing, boys?
Boy, it's a shame the rules have changed in radio. We
could
have
exactly
had fun.
What he said.
He said that.
He was trying to come up with a list of things that we can make him do.
Really? That's awesome.
Legally.
That's cool, though. He's thinking about me.
Yeah.
That's one way of putting
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's one way
it's true.
Of looking at
well,
it.
Well, that's where you have the different mindsets. Dave is a survivor.
Yeah, so I'll let you know when. I'm guessing about 250.
What's wrong?
What's your deal?
Why you're
no,
giving me...
My nose, man, is just bad, bro.
Stay out of the sun.
Huh? Yeah, that's easy to say.
Let me explain. You know
what? Or go to the doctor.
Or go to the doctor.
I've got something lined up for next week.
When my grandmother was alive, God rest her soul, and she had her shop in Watch Hill, Rhode Island, I used to see guys do this, and I know they still make them. And I'm not talking about the zinc oxide on the nose and all that stuff. They actually made plastic nose covers for people that are out in the sun. You attached them to your sunglasses, and it was like a big piece of plastic that sat over your nose.
Yep.
Do that.
I've been looking at those old
school hats,
too.
You've been looking at it. This has been 15 years.
I don't think the hats aren't working. You need one of those plastic things Stan's talking about.
Yep, that you hang over your sunglasses, and you wear them all the time. And if you're indoors and you don't want to wear your sunglasses, you get a pair of those clear glass ones that are just for showing and not for seeing, and you wear one of those.
They had some of those sticky things over at one of the other stations.
I am not talking about sticky anything.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I'm talking about a plastic nose guard. Because you will go, here's what he'll do.
Oh,
he'll go
Stan.
And complain. He'll go outside and stand in the direct
no,
sunlight.
I don't.
Not in the shade. And complain that his
gosh,
oh,
it's hot.
Gosh,
yeah,
man.
Gosh, it's
really,
hot out.
Really.
You've done it. I've seen you.
You stand in the shade, Stan. You're
yeah,
going to get
seen you
the,
do it.
The rays.
Making Mr. Beasley a wealthy man for most of our adult lives.
Yeah.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
They don't believe it, though. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
No. It's not a matter of them believing it. They know it. They just can't let on that they do.
Right.
Because then if we found out about it.
Yeah. Stan and Haney.
That's bad for everybody.
Where's Brah? Where is he? We're in the middle of a show. How is it when we're on the air, he can't be available?
He was talking to me outside, and then you yelled at him that he was in the sun,
yes,
and then he ran off, and I don't know where he went.
I just standing out in the sun.
No, I just... Oh.
From the Absolute Law text line.
Never.
Stan, is the Babaku saw one regular bottle of saw? Yes, it is. If so... I could do that in 10 minutes. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
If Dave fails, he truly is a puss. There's others. Ahoy, Dave. It's a great day to be you. Enjoy the Babaku saw. Make your fans proud, brah, brah.
Thank you, brah, brah.
Absolute Law text line. The Beasleys thinking about Dave? Yeah. For all the wrong reasons.
Oh, Dave, come on,
Dave's a puss.
I doubt that.
Come on.
Oh, some news, local news. I'll do it before we get to the grab bag. We got a good one today. This one, earlier, a man jumped off the Caloosahatchee.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is that funny to you, Dave?
Just because it's just stupid, man.
You would never do that, would you?
No.
Got $100 on it.
Yeah, he's thinking
got
about
$100
it.
$100. Headline, this is from the news press. Fort Myers police rescue a man rescued from Caloosahatchee bridge after jumping. A man who jumped into the Caloosahatchee from US 41 bridge has been rescued from the water and is now at Lee Memorial Hospital. He is reported to be breathing. According to a news release from the Fort Myers Police Department, the incident drew emergency vehicles to the area. Drivers were asked to stay away from the area during the rescue attempt. That's story number one. This one, I think, and D-Train will need to post this, our photo of the week, headline: North Fort Myers man strikes flight attendant, calls her racial slur and overweight. A North Fort Myers man was arrested at Southwest Florida International Airport after committing battery against a flight attendant. Gregory Alexander, age 82, came up behind
He's had enough.
Yep, came up behind the victim while she was serving drinks to other passengers. She said Alexander poked her aggressively in the back and told her to move while calling her a racial slur. After he was asked to stop, Alexander walked around the flight attendant and said, "You're too big for this job. You're too fat. Overweight." Alexander was charged with battery and interference with aircraft operations. He was booked into the Lee County Jail. D-Train, our picture of the week of 82-year-old Gregory Alexander. Way do you get a load of this? Way do you get a load of this cat?
Well, it's just, you know, at 82, he's completely lost his filter, and that'll be you.
Yeah, well, this guy, he's, yeah. There we go.
Wow. He's just telling it like it is.
Oh, man. Grab bag brought to you by Bernie's City Diner. Okay, follow me on these stories. The first couple of them, unbelievable commentary. Story number one. A guy in Michigan confessed to police that he doused his wife with gasoline and set her on fire because he was upset that she didn't change the kitty litter in the cat box. Here.
I am so sick of her not taking care of the cat that we have. She'll leave it and go to work because all she thinks about is Lasser going to work. And I went out in the shed, got a can of gas, and started squirting a little bit on the hallway. Not enough to do any damage.
Okay.
Just thought I would scare her. She was against the back wall.
Against the back wall, trying to get away from you?
No,
she was just back
standing there, and I don't know, she was trying to get away. There's no way to get away from me. I turned on the cold water in the bathroom right around the door, and just kept throwing 24-ounce glasses of water wherever I saw fire.
Okay.
To put it out.
I still can't believe I did it myself. I don't know anything else to say.
Do you have anything else to say? Like, I'm sorry?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I will not be able to make it up to her at all. There's no way.
Of course. She's burned up. Here's another one. This is unbelievable. 23-year-old. Who just doesn't get it. Guy in Boston, 23 years old, killed someone in a fatal hit and run. Killed him. Happened on Wednesday. The police had to let him go because they didn't have enough evidence to arrest him. But then, what did he do? He went and did an interview with the local news and confessed to everything. And he conveyed, it's not that big of a deal. It's not a big deal. This happens all the time. Police arrested him and charged him.
Right now, I'm not worried about nothing, man. Like I said, I'm not a stone cold killer. I didn't do nothing on purpose. People hit and run people all the time. I'm driving too quick to the point where it's like I couldn't really stop, but it was a green light. So as the guy was walking, The light is green, I'm driving, and I'm pressing the horn, Beep, 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 beep. It was either I was going to die and crash into a pole. So what happened is what happened, man. And it wasn't intentionally. Accidents happen. All it was an accident. I was scared and worried because I didn't know what could happen. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I left. I said, God forbid, I hope, you know, he's okay. They released me because I'm not, you know, I'm not guilty. I'm a real gangster, not a bad way. I'm a gangster because I help out the community.
What?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Dave, are you a gangster that helps the community?
I'm not a gangster, but I help the community, yes.
Name one thing you've helped the community with.
Picking up litter.
Yeah, yep. Well, that's what they do with cons.
But I thought now... It seems to me that he's implying is that gangster means something different now.
You know, people call, you know, BGs, OGs. Yeah.
The no. BGs?
Yeah.
Baby, what do they have to do with it?
You got your baby gangsters.
Your not the musical group, the BGs.
No. But everybody's considering themselves a gangster now. It's just part of the culture, man.
I don't consider myself a gangster. I don't think Haney or D-Train does.
I don't either.
But you help the community.
Absolutely.
By picking up trash.
I am a participant in this beautiful South Florida
back
area.
Back on the train gang.
Yeah, let's go.
Such a good song.
Yeah. There we go. The guy that got shot by that dancing FBI agent is talking, describing what it was like to get shot. He was on ABC News yesterday.
I heard a loud bang, and I thought, oh, some idiot set off a firecracker. All of a sudden, from the knee down, became completely red. And that's when it clicked in my head, oh, I've been shot.
Pretty shot in the leg.
I originally thought, like, when I found out I got shot, it was an altercation that I got hit in the crossfire of, because civilian casualties like that, dude, those happen. But when I saw him do a backflip, I couldn't help but laugh. There was no pointing, there was no aiming. I don't blame the guy. I don't want to ruin his life. I just want a private phone call from this guy. I just want to focus on my leg getting better than anything else, you know? I don't want to blame anybody, throw anybody under the truck.
Like you do.
I just want to heal.
It does sound like he does, doesn't it? Absolute Law text line. Dave picking up litter is less serving the community, but more serving his sentence. You know what, Dave? As one texter says, you know what? El Camino was a blessing to the community.
You damn right.
You know what?
Yeah.
They are right.
Yeah, whatever.
It was.
Whatever.
Don't even.
Yes, there we go.
Don't even.
Yeah, why not?
Don't even.
Why not?
Don't even.
This is a blessing to the community.
Yes, it is. It's inspiration for people, you know?
Ride in the El Camino. Solid likes to ride in the El Camino.
Your lip syncing, Stan.
Solid likes to ride in the El Camino. She likes to drink. She likes to rub.
God damn it. What the?
Solid likes to ride in the El Camino. 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 She liked to drink. She liked to drum.
Yeah.
She liked to what in my El Camino.
What
she liked to drink. She liked to drum.
Yeah.
She liked to what in my El Camino.
You damn right.
Woo!
Oh, man, I lost it. Yep, I freaking lost it, man.
In the El Camino.
Lost it, man.
Yeah, you sure did.
Losing it.
1, 3, 2, 4.
Solid like the ride in the El Camino. Solid like the ride in the El Camino. Sally likes to ride in my El Camino. Sally likes to ride in my El Camino. Your self-esteem is really low. It's time to ride in my El Camino.
Oh my.
But we're so hot.
Okay.
She's good to go.
Oh my God.
Break it off in the El Camino.
Oh my God.
This is for you, Southwest Florida. Inspiration.
Woo!
I lost it that last time.
Yeah, you sure did. You sure did. Absolute law of text
line. Go.
Shut up, Dave. For the God's sake, make him stop.
You know,
it is. It's...
People think it's easy to come and sit in a chair
and
get behind a mic. No. No.
For you, it is. Oh, look at this.
That's great. That is.
You see how the left is twisting the whole thing about the release of that woman, Trump commuted the sentence when Kim Kardashian went it.
Yes.
Now they're saying that Kim Kardashian was just used as a pawn.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't think
so. It truly doesn't matter what he does.
Doesn't matter.
I think Kanye's already given him legitimacy, so I don't, you know, in that way. So I was working on this before, so I don't, like, for being, I don't think I would be used. And at the end of the day, he heard me out. We got the job done.
I'll bet you the Washington Capitals will be invited to the White House.
Off the face off, the Capitals have won it. The capital of the
except for that one guy, Devontae.
They rush out onto the ice to congratulate Braden Holtby. The Washington Capitals, for the first time in their 44-year history, are the Stanley Cup champions.
Blades tomorrow night, Germain to win their championship. Game 7. Wrap up the grab bag with something that happened at the Ed Sullivan Theater during the taping of Colbert. Evidently, the fire alarms went off.
Hold on. Jeez, it's the cops! I don't know what's going on here. Fire alarm?
Not sure why. I don't have smoke going or anything. Wow. That's fun.
Well, this is a first. Let's just keep rolling. There's a fire alarm going on in the Ed Sullivan Theater right now because these jokes are so hot.
D-Train, will you please bring in the bottle of the Stan and Haney Babacusaw? It is now 10 minutes until 3 o'clock. What's he doing over there? What's he doing? What
He's just trying
he
to
doing?
Motivate himself.
I'm writing some motivational...
Give me that. What is that?
So you can
never,
read.
Ever let Stan and Haney down.
Just give me my paper back.
Give me this.
Give it.
This is like something a 5-year-old would do, damn it.
Will you shut up?
Put that stuff down.
He's trying to motivate himself.
This is motivation.
Here's the deal.
What am I? Am I getting anything out of this?
We'll see. Here's the deal. Yeah, you get to take an empty bottle home.
Are you?
Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Let's serious talk
I'm
now.
Scratch out the
serious
name
serious
on it.
Talk. Okay.
No, I.
See, let me see that bottle.
Okay. Is there something wrong with this?
Absolutely not.
No.
How dare you? This is our product.
Okay.
I'll hit you over the head with it, so help me.
Okay.
I thought you were going to break his arm.
Not yet. I got a bottle
in my
head.
You got to figure out which way you're threatening him.
That's just
yeah,
I
mean, you know, at least
when I,
let me prepare.
When I go off,
for injuries.
I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Why don't you shut the F up?
It was several weeks you were going to break his arm, but I guess now you're going to smash a bottle.
I got a bottle in my hand.
Oh, that's just great.
This is 10 fluid ounces of goodness.
Do you sometimes forget that Dave is a human being? Be honest.
I don't know.
Forget
he doesn't.
That? I don't think I forget that.
No.
Let me tell you something. What we could have done I wouldn't do to somebody I didn't think was a human being. Am I right, D-Train?
Yeah, I would have done it.
See?
He considers me like
What could have happened?
I can't tell you about it. It's not for air, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll tell you privately. I don't want Dave hearing.
Well, we got no show if we do that.
No. I'm going to tell you. Well, it will come out later on.
Okay.
It'll come out later on.
He always,
but right now.
Dave is always telling me it's not for air. If you start doing that, then we got nothing.
It is for air, but not now. Mm-hmm. I'll crack this. I'll break a tooth.
Why?
Hey. All right. It is 10 fluid ounces.
Why do you feel such violence towards Dave?
Because he don't shut up when I'm trying to tell him what he's going to do.
Well, I'm listening.
Oh, is this live?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, good.
Beautiful.
If you want to follow this, on the Stan and Haney Facebook page?
Stan and Haney, K-Rock, all of it.
Okay.
Beautiful. All over the world. Global.
So you flipped the main switch, and it's going everywhere now?
It's going everywhere.
Global, baby.
K-Rock, Facebook, Stan and Haney, stanandhaney.com.
Yep.
Yep.
What about Univision?
Or the Waterman and D-Train show. Is it on that?
You gonna keep it up?
Gotta get the plugs in, bro.
No, I'm just trying to get a plug.
No, this ain't the time for him to, and there's an appropriate time for that.
Okay.
Jesus.
I'm listening.
All right. 10 ounces mm-hmm. of goodness.
I know.
This is Stan and Haney barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm. 10 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
That's really good. Yeah, I almost hate to give up the bottle for this.
I don't care. I don't care if you think you can chug it.
Okay.
I don't care if you want to put it on another serving of that pig that was outside today.
The Hispanic pig?
Yes, that was caught naturally, not prepared by a butcher.
Was it a baby?
I couldn't tell.
No,
it was in foil. Although from what I understand, I don't know this to be true. I'm just told this, that the guy that killed the pig, cooked the pig, was up since 2 o'clock this morning preparing the pig.
Why? Why would they make somebody do that?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Not everybody got to enjoy it.
And not everybody got to enjoy it. Do you know?
Low and slow.
Our dear, dear Tammy at the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody during Beasley Fun Day came up to her and said, would you like to take a break from the front desk and enjoy some Beasley Fun Day?
So she was excluded.
She was and had to order a sub.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I went up there and asked her, and she was consuming a sub that had just been delivered.
Because nobody on Fun Day came up and said, would you like to take a break?
No, no, don't be from the office. Everybody else, it's a day off. Why should they screw themselves out of a day off?
Yeah. 10 ounces of goodness. You can put it on some food. You can put it on some chips. You can be bold about it and chug it. You got 1 hour to finish the bottle. And I mean, when it has all the residual on the side, I want a little bit of water in there for a little shake up and finish it down. I want to see it clear.
Right, I'll see if I can find a straw.
All right, a straw, however he wants to do it.
Well, I mean, are you going to keep an eye on him the whole time? Because that bottle could disappear easily.
What, it's on video.
Him,
people
will
call him on his BS.
Yeah, it's going to be right here.
All right.
There's no this bottle stays in the room.
Yep.
I think you should just man it and chug it one shot.
Tape, don't lie.
You think you can chug it all in
one? I don't know, man. I got to get a good, it's been a while since I've had some.
Don't
so
you
we'll see.
Dare.
We got a bucket ready.
This is our product.
And you know,
don't you dare complain about it.
When you're talking about
I never have.
Drinking barbecue sauce, you have to give a tip of the cap to the real legend in that field, Bob Garrett. Late Bob Garrett.
Yep. Here, now I'm going to open this for
he
you.
He drank some barbecue sauce.
You will verify. Here, let's put it in front of the camera.
Let's hold on. Let me see. A little inspection, Stan.
It's sealed.
Okay.
Man.
What?
Don't ever. Don't ever.
What are you going to do about it, Stan?
Yeah.
Huh?
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Either breaking a tooth or cracking him across the head or breaking an arm.
All right. Bring it on. Wouldn't be the first time I've gotten beat.
You're darn right. You got your buck knife on you?
I'm not allowed to.
You pride yourself on taking a beating, Dave?
You know
he
what?
Does, brah.
I'll tell you what,
brah.
If you don't get beat at least once or twice, maybe three times is nice. I'm telling you.
Clock is on. Ready, go.
Then you won't know how to
but
win.
But if it's still happening when you're 40.
No, man.
Some may argue he didn't get beat enough as a child.
Yep.
Well, he was the one arguing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have been stepped
Isn't
right
Isn't that
in
what
the
you
ground.
Said, that you needed to be beat more when you were a child?
Probably needed a few more ass whippings.
Yep.
But
more
I got
discipline.
I got my fair share.
Yeah.
My fair share.
Yeah, no.
But not
you
enough.
Me.
Yeah, I'll finish it.
Stay drinking out of what?
Clock is
people watching.
Yeah, you
let the clock tick.
People
What would you like to do with the sauce?
Yeah, do you want to drink
no,
it? Do you want to chug
man,
it? What
I'm
do you want to do?
I'm going to start.
You're not going to get the food? You're
no,
just gonna...
no,
all right,
no.
Fine. Well, then we'll do it when we come back.
Because I want you to
start
leave
clock.
It just right
okay.
there.
All right.
I'll start it when we come back.
Dave, I want you to remember this. Nobody asked you to specifically drink it. You could do it a different way.
But you're going to drink it. See if we can get him a straw.
Oh, he's got a straw right there in his cup.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
hey, that's
true.
Right. All right, he's going to drink it when we come back.
Oh,
Stan and Haney.
Rock and roll. 96 Kara.
Southwest Florida's only radio show powered by alternative energy. Our show is produced through a volatile combination of superheated air and methane. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition. Or if you were around here today, a Friday fun day. Lots of thrill and excitement.
Fun day continues for them. They all went home. The place is
happy. Oh, I know. I know. They told them all to take the rest of the day off. Take you go ahead and eat some mayonnaise-based food and take the rest of the day off. If you'd like to talk to us, phone lines are open, 277-9600. We've got some prizes for you, but we've got a full hour to get that taken care of. Where's Bra Bra?
He felt like he needed to urinate before he did this.
This is a bunch of crap. This is really...
That's what they call stalling in the business.
Yeah, it's called stalling. He evidently doesn't want any food with this.
Oh, my God. He was holding court out there.
Yeah, no kidding. That's why everybody's late coming into the studio. And the audience, it's live.
What's the guy's name from the Spanish station?
Oh, what's his name?
The guy from Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave talks to him like they're in a gang together.
And the guy that he's talking to from the Spanish station's a businessman.
Yeah, he just laughs at it.
Yeah.
But Dave starts telling him all these gang stories.
And this guy don't care.
No, he's just amused by it. And Dave starts getting into it, and he goes, yeah, you know what I'm talking about there. Oh, delay, man.
Just because the guy's Hispanic, he knows what Dave's talking about.
Yep.
He's part of the tribe.
Yep. And Dave's going, you know how it is, man. Holmes, it's blood in, blood out.
All right. We've been on now for a couple of minutes, and he is still not here. Let's, please.
Because of him, we got 53 people staring at a bottle in the left.
And D-Train, what happened to Fun Day?
Oh, well, Fun Day continues. All the people who consume the pig,
they're all gone home.
They went home. Day off.
To continue their Fun Day at home.
Where is he? Let's just wait. Here's what I have a problem with. Oh, you're picking on Dave. This is the radio business. Okay.
Show must go on.
When we're in commercials or playing a song. You could be off going to the bathroom. That's what we've done for 30-something years. When you're on the air and broadcasting, you hope you have an audience that is expecting something. And when a bonehead who thinks he doesn't get any respect doesn't even show up in the studio when you're on the air, I got a problem with.
It couldn't be taking him that long.
Of course not.
He did say he's having... problems.
That ain't my problem. This show's my problem. What do you got for me?
Bathroom door's locked.
This is a game. This is something that I don't want to, even deal with. I'm going to make it. I'm cutting it in half. It's going to be 30 minutes that he's going to have. 15 minutes. He's got 15 minutes. All right. Because this is, why do I hear a phone ringing? on the air. You had plenty of time to have a smoke outside. You had plenty of time
to hurt. When he pees.
Dude, you had plenty of time to hold court out there with the guy from the Hispanic station who's a gang member.
Look, man. Blood in, blood out, Stan.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, when we're on the air and the light's on, I don't care what it is.
It hurts him to pee.
It stinks and it hurts.
Haney. It's just something. It burns.
It burns. A lot of burns.
Oh, okay.
What's her name?
Dave, help me out. I was trying to explain why you got delayed in the bathroom.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't hurt to pee.
No, it
burns.
There's no.
15 minutes. You got 50. It's been cut to 15.
What's the problem in the bathroom, Dave?
Dude, it's just.
Because you were delayed.
He had that lined up so they can see the damn thing.
Okay. Sorry, Stanley.
We're on the air, you bonehead.
What? You don't have to yell.
Yeah, I do, because it doesn't get through to you.
Don't you understand? He had a legitimate excuse. He was stuck in the bathroom.
Still plenty of time to go out and smoke and hold court outside.
I was...
Dave, you got to explain to him what was going on in the bathroom.
Remember years ago...
when you were drugging?
Oh, my God, man. Dude.
Hey, Dave, some of the guys on the Facebook live stream are saying, hurry up. They got to get back to work.
Yeah,
they're not having Friday fun day where they're working.
Well, Open that up.
So are we starting now?
We're ready? Go. 15.
Right, 15
minutes.
Rock and roll, boys.
You can get it done in 15 minutes. There's a straw right there if
you'd like
to
use it. You can move the CDs now, too.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And you got to get some water to shake out the sides.
We'll do that shortly, Stan.
I put on some AC/DC to get you pumped, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, you know, a long way to the top.
Clock's a ticking.
That's all right. Yeah, Billy. Gracias, amigos.
Ready? Go.
There he goes speaking Spanish again.
Yeah. It's a thick sauce.
It's so good.
Now, are we getting this on camera?
He's making love to that bottle.
It's thick.
Yeah.
It's about a quarter of it gone.
Good stuff.
That is tasty, man.
Yeah, brahan.
All right.
You got this.
Yeah.
You know he cut it in half, right?
No, don't drink anything now.
Keep chugging, bro. You won't feel it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, man. What? You said I got an hour.
No,
you got 15 minutes.
It got cut.
15 minutes?
Yeah.
To drink this whole...
It got cut.
Oh, my Lord.
Stay on camera.
Sit in the chair, you boob.
Sit down.
No, I got to stand up for this one. Okay.
But then you got to kneel down for the camera.
Yeah, this is just more.
He spends a lot of time on his knees, you know.
Yeah, thanks, bro. Thanks. Just stir up all the old stuff.
And Stan, I want you to understand, it's not that it hurts him to pee. It's a different thing.
No, it's just like I've got...
It burns.
No, Stan... Will you stop
spreading? What does it do? Why weren't you here? He's the one that said it hurts.
Spreading stupid-ass rumors.
I don't even know what the hell's the matter
Dave,
with you.
Why don't you explain to him why you were stuck in the bathroom,
like
if I'm getting it wrong?
No, it's like an inflamed prostate or something, man. Or not prostate, whatever the hell it is,
urethra?
Man.
Urethra?
Yeah, man.
What have you been putting in your urethra?
It's like kidneys or something.
What happened a few years ago when he was on the stuff?
Oh, no. That's not the problem, Stan. It's age, and if you keep making me talk, I'm not going to be able to drink.
I'm a lot older than you are.
Elizabeth said no fake throwing up this time,
and
Dave.
And you know what?
The hatch.
Yeah.
Attaboy, let it go down. Nice and
oh,
easy.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
He is making
Face
love to
camera.
That bottle.
Face the camera.
How about that, brother?
Yeah, how about that? Cash me outside.
Yeah.
Orderly home.
Yeah.
Blood in, blood out, Dave.
You damn right.
So the GM of the Spanish station, he's talking to...
Yeah.
Suddenly an accent appears.
Yep.
And then he's talking to him about gangs.
You know what? I'm sorry that the Latins in the building like me, man. And they
He's
don't particularly...
amused by you.
And they particularly...
He's a businessman.
Yeah. He says...
Your speech does change when you talk to him.
Yeah,
because you were talking about you and your crew.
Yeah, yeah.
Drink up.
And what was the name of the car that you were riding in?
Oh, an Impala.
Impala.
Impala. It's an Impala.
Like a coyote.
It reminds me when Hillary Clinton was speaking in front of that church.
Yep. Look at Dave go. That's pretty impressive.
Still a lot to go.
Oh, he's put a dent in it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this is a piece of cake, yeah. Isn't it? How you feeling?
I feel fine.
You gonna live stream from the crapper later?
Yeah, that's gonna be the real
Let me see how
no,
much
no,
got.
You ain't taking nothing.
Can I tell you something?
No, I don't want to know.
This is what I couldn't tell you on the air, Haney. I can tell you now. That sauce right there?
Yeah.
See, he opened it and he went outside. Mm. And what's there is the sauce that's been in
my
the
refrigerator
for 2 years.
Nothing wrong with it. Doesn't go bad.
Yeah, dude, it was sealed.
No, we took that bottle out.
The old swaparoo.
It's fine.
There's no expiration date on it. You're
you know
good.
What, man?
Drink up.
I love you guys. I do.
Oh, that's epic, Dave.
It's like a moped.
Tasty. Yeah, still got some more to go there. Uh-huh. All right, I'm beginning to see it empty.
Uh-huh.
Boy, that man has no gag reflex. He's got it all the way down there.
How you feeling?
Dude, I'm
it's a piece of cake.
Let me tell you something, bro.
You getting drunk off it?
No, but I'm a champion.
Something to change it to Baba Woo Bra.
Baba Boo Baba.
What? There you go. Drink it up. Come on, man. You need to put some water in there and loosen it up a little bit? Because I want to see a clear bottle.
Dave, why don't you show the camera your motivational poster that you have there?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
sure.
So they can see it.
So, this is something I had to prepare.
Keep the bottle on camera so there's nothing shady going
okay,
on.
Okay, there's nothing shady going on. I've only got two hands. Can we get it? We got it?
Oh, they got it.
It's called product placement, Dave.
Yep, all right, here, right here.
Come on, you're not done.
No, of course I'm not done. And I thought, isn't this like open phones or something?
Yeah, we got people.
Oh, so
on
we're all taking it. We're taking our time.
No, you're going to be finishing this up.
Yeah, right now.
Then we're going to have to take phone calls.
Oh, yeah, dude. Woo!
Odelay.
Yeah.
Look at that Vato go. Oh God, that's disturbing.
Yeah, he's still got more.
Something is not right about that.
It's like a baby cow on the teat.
Look at him go.
Yeah, go, man.
He's almost got it.
Oh, that's it.
No, man.
Get the straw.
No. Get the straw.
Because it's got bottle's got to be clean.
The bottle's got to be clear.
Don't you worry.
You got this, man.
Yeah, this is this case.
Walk in the park.
Another bottle.
Want another bottle?
This is cake work, bro.
Could you do another bottle?
Yeah, probably. $100.
Another bottle. I ain't giving you $100
well,
for that.
Well, you ain't getting another
bottle.
You
know what? That stuff ain't free.
It's limited quantity.
Nope. Here we go, boys.
Look at that. He did it.
He did it.
Without a problem.
Without a belch of
how about that?
You cut the good? Time in half and cut good? It in half again, he and did, he beat it. It
7 minutes. He did it in 7 minutes.
It is empty.
Good boy.
And that shows you how good it is for you.
Yep.
You want me to autograph it for you?
It's wholesome.
Would you like an autograph on that?
What
part
I want
of this complete
it.
Dinner.
There's not even fake vomit on this one.
No.
He did great.
No. This is absolutely some of the best barbecue sauce I've ever had. If you know what? It is the best barbecue sauce I've ever
Without
had.
Without a doubt.
Okay.
Right there.
It's a good super man. Condiment.
Good man.
I mean, unbelievable.
Can you do it? Could you do another bottle?
You know what? Actually, I'll
if I crack the lid on one, you better consume it.
Yeah.
You got to give me a moment, okay? I'm just not going to just start chugging bottles of barbecue sauce.
You
got to keep
one.
The momentum
fact,
going, brah.
You know what? You know, brah, come on. You don't want me hurting on tomorrow's Waterman and D-Train show
if
podcast.
If you show up.
Be there.
What does blood in, blood out mean? Because you were saying that a lot.
To who?
To the Hispanic guy.
Yeah, what does that mean?
We were just talking about how, like, you know, when you do get a part of a gang or something, you know what I'm saying? You've got to, once you make the oath,
We'll do open phones when we come back. We got a lot of prizes.
Hold on, Stan,
yeah, go ahead. I'm listening. Blood on blood.
Look at that. See this?
Yeah.
That last little bit there because you wanted it nice and shiny.
Yeah, yeah.
Here you go, bro.
We're opening another bottle.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. You don't want to do another bottle now?
Oh, he's taunting you now.
No, don't want to do another bottle?
No.
That was impressive, Dave.
Okay, everybody. Everybody see that? It is done. Done, son.
I don't think you've ever dominated a challenge like that before, Dave.
Woo! Check it out, boys.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney in the afternoon. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Woo!
Boy, Dave nailed it today, didn't he?
You did. Phone lines are open. I know we didn't get a chance to take some calls that last break because there was action in the studio.
Look at that, baby.
Live action.
Look at that.
Live action.
Woo!
We have Adventure Island tickets. We have Subway. If you can come by before 5 o'clock, and we award them to you, all right? You're a caller. Would you like a prize? And you say you want these. Just don't show up. Jeez, we've had that before, too. We have available for you, if you win them, gun show tickets, oil change from Naples Nissan, tickets to go see Royal Blood at Revolution Live. What about that, Dave? You want a pair of those tickets? HD tuner for your car, tickets to a miracle game, Haney bobblehead signed by me. And we got Bernie's City Diner in Naples, 277-9600. We'll get to your calls in just a second. Couple of questions Dave.
You know what? Before you get to the questions,
yeah,
I think we just flat out need to pay tribute to Dave.
No, we don't.
Yeah,
no,
we do.
No, thank we don't. Oh, jeez.
Thank you. Get some. Oh, ho, ho.
You're all glassy-eyed.
This is for Dave.
Yeah.
Going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. Going back to Cali.
I don't think so.
Yeah, man.
Why?
We had an
email this week. Why do you wear sweatbands?
Because it's hot. And
no. What's the significance of them? The sweatbands
for me,
metal, bro.
It's rock and roll, man. You know when you play guitar and you're jamming.
B-Train said Metallica.
No, it's not because of Metallica.
Yeah, Metallica.
No.
That's it.
No.
That's what somebody else said, too.
Slayer.
No. People, when you're a heavy metal.
Now.
Guitarist.
Okay, I'm not going to get a straight answer. Number two. Do we have, he's wearing one of the, what do they call him, a header chief?
A handkerchief?
On his head.
Do-rag.
Do-rag.
Bandana.
We have another one of those in the building?
Yeah.
I want to start wearing one.
You want to put one on too?
Yeah, man. Because you're
gonna join.
That's the cool. I don't know why you wear that either,
Stan.
You should be wearing a floppy hat
today. Oh yeah.
Now how do you put it on?
You got to fold it right, man.
Oh, thank
you. D-Train's gonna do that for you.
Because I'm gonna see if that's the new me.
That's the one I gave you, bro.
Yeah, well, it's mine now.
What?
I'm a baseball cap wearing guy, and now I'm gonna go to a do
there you
do
go.
And then you just tie it in the
hat. No.
Odelay there, Vato.
Hey.
And then what? Then just tie it.
Yeah, let's take hat off.
What's some
there?
Other cool things that we can shout out, Dave? Odelay, Vato. What else do we say?
I just. You know, just typical, like with the guys down there, I always say, you know, que pasa, amigos, you know, like, hey, hello, guys. And let me see, Stan. Dude, look at how good the guy looks,
the
man.
The guy looks like I need to fly him back to Bragg.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. Man.
Either that or he looks like a really ham-handed wrestler.
Yeah. I feel like
the Dream Killer.
I feel like Christopher Walken in The Deer Hunter.
Oh, great.
That's not natural at all.
Let me see. I don't know. I think he looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, this is what I got to go from now
we
on.
We need a picture together, bro.
It's not tied as good as yours. You should tie it for him.
I got a big head.
Yeah. Yeah,
you got a lot of brains in there.
That's just not right.
What are they talking about? Is it on right?
No.
Do I need it up higher like this?
No. Don't bring higher. Lower.
Lower.
Yeah, you got me in it, man.
277.
Oh.
960s here. Haney?
Yeah. I'm digging you, man.
Haney?
You're a friendly man now.
No way, huh? I don't blame you.
I don't know
who can wear
it. Let him try and tie it for you.
Go ahead, tie it. Get over here.
Take it off.
No, get over here and retie it. I got it in a good position.
It's a little high.
You got
to bring it down and cover your eyebrows.
That's what I said.
There you go. There you go. Now you can Ming Mug with the best of them.
Buddy, you do got a fat head, man.
I told you, my head's big.
He's got a large head.
Makes it good for TV.
And he also has oversized calves.
Yeah. Come on, man. I got to start taking calls. How hard is it to tie a headband?
Is push your button, brah.
Okay, really?
I'm
about ready to step away from here.
Can't you take it off and let him retie it? Because I think it's too high. There's too much of it.
I got it.
All right. You got it. Make it happen. Will you come on?
Hold on, brah. There we go. Yeah. My buoy, man. Joining the crew.
Since when are you Latino?
Since I...
That's tight.
Well, you got a lot of brains in there.
All right, is it done?
No, we're going to squish it down a little bit. All right, Holmes. Yeah!
Oh, all the way.
Yeah, how's that? How's it?
What was that smile?
277.
You don't smile. Mean mug.
Let me see how that looks. I need to see.
You look toe up from the flow up.
Yeah, dude. You look hammered, bro. Like I just got you wasted.
Jeez.
Yeah, that doesn't look good.
No, we need another one, man.
Take a good one.
Yeah,
you got a mean mug.
Yeah, man. Come on.
How do you do that?
Come on, bro.
How's that one?
Looks like you're constipated.
Oh my god, bro! You gotta get it together, man!
Meant for me.
Yeah, you gotta act cool when you have that on.
You gotta feel it, man. Let's get some.
That's more of a Duck Dynasty bandana, anyhow.
Yeah, he needs one like I got.
Yeah, yours is better.
Damn right, but that's,
Can I take a phone call?
Sure, bud.
Jeez. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Bye.
Oh, he's been on hold for
I know. He's been on hold for about an hour. Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, Stan, this is Gary down in Naples.
Hey,
you guys doing?
Gary, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, just to transfer this to Dave now. I got out of the Marine Corps 46 years ago, and anytime anybody had a burning sensation, it wasn't because of their prostate.
No, it was called the clap.
They better get to the sick bay and have the doc give them the old needle with the umbrella on the end of it.
Yep, and then they need a name of everybody you've been with.
Dave tried to join the Marines.
What can I get you, pal?
Nothing, man. I just wanted to give him a little bit of common sense.
That's right.
Bro.
It's burning, huh?
Stan, will you quit?
He's saying it is. You got to go down to sick bay.
I just finished this, and you won't shut up and let me gloat.
He doesn't say it as good
on
the air as he does
outside. BS. You know what? Really? The thing is,
the microphone shouldn't scare you. 277.
Let me tell you something.
9600. What? What do you got to tell me?
Nothing. You know what? We're taking phone calls. It's time for the listeners
You're really getting into that Latino thing.
Because he's...
Yeah, where's that
know, man.
Where's it? You're about as white as they come.
Did you talk that way to them?
Yes.
That's why he got his ass beat.
That's
why he got his ass kicked.
It does.
Did you get your ass kicked? Because you said blood in, blood out. No. So you had to get your ass kicked, right?
Isn't that some
kind
of gang thing?
We're not talking gangs anymore, man. We're talking to the listeners, man. Damn.
We're talking to the men. What the hell is with
you? So you were never beaten up?
Men.
Huh?
Isn't that what they do? They beat you up so you can get in the game.
They jump you in, and
they jump you in,
but
you
don't
jump
get jumped out.
277-9600. Can I please take a phone call? Ahoy!
Ahoy, Stan Haney. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Who's this?
This is Chris from North Fort Myers.
Hey, Chris, welcome to the show. Happy Friday.
Oh, it's a great Friday, guys. I just want to tell you, I'm a local truck driver, and without you guys, we would actually go nuts dealing with the local traffic around here.
I appreciate it.
I don't doubt it.
And it is.
Every single day, we look forward to turning on at 2 o'clock to listen to you guys to calm our nerves.
Thank you, brother.
But here's the best part.
What?
Today, I've been trucking for 15 years. Today I clocked out and I'm officially on vacation. It's been for a full week.
Yeah,
oh, hell yeah!
I've been on vacation in 5 long years.
Isn't it the best feeling in the world?
Oh, it's so good. I told everybody, see you guys. Don't call me. I'm just taking a good long vacation. Leave me alone.
Enjoy it, brother. Can we get you something?
Without you guys, I couldn't do it.
Hey, you know what? And this might be good for when you're driving around because you can be in all parts. I'm gonna give you $20 to Subway.
Oh, that sounds great, guys.
Yeah.
So,
if you're up in the Cape, Fort Myers, down in Naples, get yourself a Subway sandwich. This is going to get you more than one.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right,
thanks
hold on,
much.
Brother. This is Dave. What's he saying?
Richie Valens.
Yeah, what's he saying? What's he saying?
Los Lobos.
Oh, this is the Los Lobos?
Yeah, it's the updated, sharper, cleaner version because they had better equipment. He doesn't know what they're saying.
I'm not.
No, you never did.
No.
277-9600.
Son of a bitch.
Ahoy, who's this?
Los Patos Locos.
Yeah, Patos Locos forever.
Yeah, see? I mean,
You're getting on.
I caught them.
Yeah. You don't even know what you're doing. 277.
What do you mean he doesn't know
what
he's
talking what
he
about,
does?
Brother? You know what I did? I drank a whole bottle of Stan and Haney barbecue sauce.
You're a kook. 277-9. I called.
Now, did you just say I was a kook, man?
Yeah, you're a kook. I thought that's okay. It's only when I call you a puss.
Not puss, don't bother.
What?
What?
I thought never to call you that.
No, you can say whatever you want, man. You know what? I brush it off now.
Yeah.
Because that's all I get.
Yeah.
People downing on me, man. Never doubt the Waterman.
Yeah, you've changed.
I've changed. I've changed.
Yeah, you have changed.
So, Captain Morgan, how was the ride into work this morning? Which car did you drive today?
Captain Morgan. Yeah.
Why do you say okay. Captain Morgan, Dave?
It's the only captain he knows.
No. I'm just curious.
Why do you say Captain Morgan? I don't understand.
Because the guy's got boats. And
no, I don't.
Yachts.
So you're implying then that Captain Morgan is a premium spirit that most people can't afford, but Stan can.
Oh, he can. Yeah. Oh,
most
Stan,
people can't
Stan,
afford a Captain Morgan.
Stan's got kegs of it.
Yeah, you're like that guy on TV, Captain Obvious. 277-9600.
So when you Captain call him Captain Morgan, you're suggesting that it's that he's
upper crust.
Yeah, he's yeah. he's in that the hoity-toity class of Americans,
and he gets together with his hoity-toity friends,
absolutely.
And they all drink Captain Morgan and laugh at you,
and they crack jokes on my
what's
behalf.
A fifth of Captain Morgan go for?
Yeah,
upper crust.
That's top notch.
Ahoy, ahoy! Who's this?
Hi, this is Rusty from Fort Myers.
Hey, Rusty, how are you?
Hey, I just want to say I've been listening to you guys for years, and I drive a tow truck for a living.
Oh, you know, Dave used to drive tow truck.
Yep.
And without you guys and D-Train and Dave, I wouldn't make it.
Well, we love the truckers.
Thank you, brother.
We always have.
I do appreciate it.
No problem.
I feel great.
You all right?
Yeah.
Trucker. Could you be a trucker, you think? You know, no, you can't. You don't know how to drive stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't.
You can't drive a stick shift.
And you know
what? You can't find them, you grind them.
You know what? Maybe I will go get my CDL just so that I can just show it to you.
Because you don't get it.
Yeah.
See, I always like to have a backup plan.
Yeah.
And my backup plan, if we get fired, I want to get an RV. And I had to talk to Dave about what size RV, because I'll be traveling the country, and he's going to drive.
What are you talking about? My buddy Chuck's got a humongous RV that opens up to like a house, and he drives it.
And Dave said that I could buy, because some of them, the RVs are actually on a semi-platform.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said, you get what you want, I can drive anything.
You're damn right.
Yeah, until he doesn't, when it's all broken down.
Nope.
Because he's grinding them.
Nope. Me and Haney are going to have a wonderful
Ahoy,
life
can I
after
take a
this.
Call? Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Jose?
Well, you guys were talking about truck driving.
Yes, sir.
I drove trucks all my life.
Uh-huh.
I've been driving trucks since I was 18 years old.
God bless you.
I'm 65.
Yeah, and a truck driver all those years.
I'm retired now. Yes, I've been hearing you guys for a long time, and I remember back in the day when they used to say pop them beers at 4:30 or 5:30.
Oh, yeah, beer 30.
Take this job and shove it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You remember that?
Absolutely.
Yep. The market manager was talking about that earlier today, too.
Yeah, I remember that back in the day. That was a great feeling.
Yeah.
I just want to say you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Can we get you something?
I don't need anything.
You sure?
Anyway.
You sure?
How many miles do you think you drove in your career from 18 to 65? How many miles?
Oh, my God. Thousands and thousands of miles. I drove like 10 speeds, 18 speeds, 13 speeds.
Wow. And in those days, you didn't have to keep a log, did you?
No.
You just went. You got that white line fever and you went.
Yeah, we got to go. We didn't have to worry about anything. They changed all the laws. We had chauffeur license. Now it's CDLs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. They changed the licensing on them, too.
Yeah, they sure did. Very, very strict, you know. You know.
I appreciate the call, and thank you so much for listening.
You guys have a good day.
Thank you, man. Yeah, because when I drove truck, it was a chauffeur's license you had to get. It encompassed all of that. And I want my truckers to verify this. Our trucker pals that we've been hearing a lot from lately, tell me if I'm wrong, because I had to get a special license to drive a truck, a lumber truck, and my regular license didn't work. And this
and it was a chauffeur's license.
And I think it was a chauffeur's license that I had to get. It was, and it would allow me to drive the lumber truck. And then they changed it all. But for years, when I would go and renew my license, it still had the chauffeur's license on it. And then pretty soon, they took it off because they changed all the coding for what you could drive.
Damn, you could have been grandfathered in.
Yeah. For years, chauffeur's license. And that, I think, allowed me to drive the truck. I'm 96.1% sure. Because it used to say on my license, chauffeur.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
2779600.
If I'm not mistaken, real quick, Stan, the average trucker, they say, mileage-wise in a career, they've literally driven to the moon and back to Earth like four or five times.
How many miles is it to the moon?
I think it's, what, isn't it 495,000?
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, chauffeur's licenses were allowed up until 1986.
Yeah,
that's right when you were.
That's right about where it was. 86. Used to say, right? Chauffeur. We're going to take a break.
I did not realize that.
Yeah.
So you snapped that axle like just a year away from meeting me.
Yeah. I'll tell you what year. I met you in 87, and I was driving. I got my chauffeur's license. No. 1982, 83. I got the chauffeur's license.
238,900 miles.
Yep, that's spot on. Not 400 round trip.
Okay,
it'll be 500,000. We'll be back.
I can't wait until we're advanced enough in space that we only measure things in AUs.
Yep, we are Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
A nice enough guy, but way too much baggage, if you know what I mean.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Got the whole gang here for Friday. D-Train, Dave the Waterman. I'm looking over at the Absolute Law text line, and really, what is it with people? Einstein text, hey, Stan, 238,000 miles times two isn't 500,000. No kidding, Sherlock. I was guesstimating. Sorry, to be exact, 476,000. Back down. Here's one I don't understand. Maybe somebody can help me. Because I didn't know that we were looking to set anybody up.
What?
I can't get through. Please pass my telephone number along. There's the number. Signed, Jessica. What? What?
It's worse than that.
What? It's worse than that?
Who was Jessica trying to
reach? I don't
know.
Apparently, she feels we're the secretary for Mike Schnopoulos because her previous message says, I've been trying to get a hold of you guys. Please pass my number on the mic. I was in an accident. Your phone number is busy.
239 ask or ask 239 ask Mike.
I can help.
239 ask Mike. It's a heck of a lot easier to remember.
What was that again, Stan?
239 ask Mike.
Right on.
And then the other one is something that Dave he thought that it was a trip to the moon is what the average truck driver does. Well, you're not right on that one. Your average truck driver with over a 30-year career will put on average, 3 million miles. Three million.
A year?
For his lifetime. Who's going to drive 3 million miles?
I thought you just said in a year.
In his career.
Oh, career. Okay, that's what
it rhymes with year.
It sure does.
And, it tricked him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Mr. Traffic. Traffic.
All right, everybody. It's Friday. Woo!
All right.
I'm telling you, good time.
Get some.
Damn right, Hanny. Hashtag get you some.
How about reading traffic?
All right, Lehigh Acres. Lehigh Acres, we have a crash. Alabama Road North and Homestead Road, so be on the lookout for that there. We also have another crash in Lehigh Acres in the 3000 block of 4th Street West. Be on the lookout for that as well. And in Fort Myers, crash. No injuries reported. Bass Road and Summerlin Road. You're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
Appreciate that, Dave. You're one in a million. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's going to tell you right now. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know. Oh, today is National Best Friends Day.
Aw, that's great.
Hey, buddy.
You don't have anything to say to your best friend there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hi, Haney.
You disappointed, Dave?
Yeah.
Do you have a best friend?
No, Stan.
He thought he did.
At one point, milliseconds
ago. If you're
ago.
Looking to me to be your best friend, you know what? Please. I'm trying to guide you. I'm trying
to
get through.
Do you have a best friend, Stan?
Yep.
Do you really?
Yep, right across the way, right here. I'm looking at him.
Well, now it's Chuck the golfer, but...
Well, Chuck's
That's
dad.
What
That's
I thought.
Dad. That's dad.
Well, and it also depends on, who's around when the question's asked.
Yeah. Kind of like you when you're in a circumstance of, do I drink or not? Do I do drugs or not? It's the circumstances. What's around you?
Stan, geez, come on.
Man.
He liked to drink. He liked to do drugs.
Yeah. Okay. People enjoy themselves in life.
And how do they do that?
Yeah.
They like to drink.
They like to drug.
They like to what?
And the El Camino.
Do you know last Friday when he was here, I was walking out to my car, and he was pulling his dad's car, because he still doesn't have one. He's been saving up.
And you need the
And he drives by, and I hear the stereo on in his car, and I'm like, wow, what? He's on his own time, driving after work, he's still listening to El Camino.
That's a great song.
Yeah, you're damn right. It's an absolute masterpiece.
And it's not just him. Other people listen to it.
Yep.
Who?
Dave?
A whole of Southwest Florida and the globe.
Really?
Oh, I'm sure.
Do you have any statistics on that?
I haven't even looked because I'm once again banned from the internet. So,
are you under investigation again?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Again.
One-third of people say their main financial plan in life is inheriting money from their parents. A man squirts ketchup to save his wife during a stabbing. And finally, we'll have to have D-Train weigh in on this. A Kentucky man... busted for carrying a hatchet, shows no remorse. He says he absolutely needed that hatchet for protection from, quote, Florida scumbags.
They're in Kentucky.
No, he was in Florida.
Kentucky, came to Florida, mm-hmm. has the hatchet.
He knew all Florida about scumbags. Florida scumbags. Yep. He's just begging for it. Yeah, maybe he's right. And that, my friends, is the
what
headlines.
Coming up in... Let's... we always like to laugh, don't we? 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Vato.
Orale, Henny.
Mamacita, I'm home.
Woo!
Ay, ay, ay.
You'd get your ass kicked in California.
You'd
really get your ass kicked.
That's why he's here.
Yep.
Man, you didn't even know about the time they had the helicopter on him.
With the big spotlight.
Yeah.
And him running.
Yep.
No, I wasn't running.
What were you doing?
Hands laying down.
I was laying down on the asphalt.
My stomach, on the asphalt.
Because they just pulled over the Impala.
Yeah, the Impala. Okay.
Was it a 6.4 Impala?
My head is about to explode.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yep, thanks to you.
Just make sure you don't stab him in the back.
Nope.
You're damn right. Ah!
Kim Kardashian had quite the week.
She sure did.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things Kim Kardashian is thinking.
Top things Kim Kardashian's thinking.
Should I write a book or try to read one first? Need to lube up my hips so I can get through the front door.
You all right over there?
I'm good.
What's wrong?
Mel, what's up, man?
Oh, I'm just waiting for my computer to unfreeze.
Ah.
Why is it that they do this here?
Well, it's user error.
Yeah.
I think you need to go back to school.
All right, we're a joke behind, but we're catching up.
A joke behind?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was referring to Kim Kardashian, the whole school thing, reading.
Operator error.
Yeah, read a book. Or
my computer was frozen.
Write a book. See, try reading that one again, the write a book, read a book.
Should I write a book or try to read one first?
I think you need to go back to school.
What he was shooting for there.
Should I write a book or try to read one first?
I think you need to go back to school.
Yeah, there's the pepper, huh?
God, that bitch's laugh makes me
want to. Why don't you back off?
Lock her up.
Yeah. What a fool.
Yep.
These nannies need to do a better job of keeping these damn kids away from me while I'm trying to take nude selfies.
If they continue to do this in the way that they have done, they need to go to jail.
We're doing it. And you can't do a damn thing about it.
I think that the more we delve into it, the more we see I can be indicted.
Yeah? I guess even a blind hog.
That's not a real one.
Oh, it's not?
No.
What is it?
That's from our guy that supplied us with it. He worked one to make it sound like that.
Oh, well, I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I just want you to completely know. That would never come out of her mouth.
She is a 79-year-old woman who has worked the system for decades, as corrupt as it gets.
Yep. We're going to help this country to move to the point where they are going to get rid of this president.
She's insufferable. Yeah. Top things Kim Kardashian is thinking. Well, that went well. I wonder if I can get Trump to pardon Uncle OJ, too.
Oh, he said that this morning. Because he was talking about as the chopper's getting ready to take him up to Canada on Air Force One. They had the chopper there at the White House, then he goes on to Air Force One. He's telling me, oh, I'm thinking about a few more pardons, and he made the announcement that he's looking into pardoning Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of doing it a buildup. I'm looking at one. I was proud of Jack Johnson and all.
Yeah, he's just spitballing.
I think I'm going to go and maybe look into someone that we all know. And then no, it's not O.J. Simpson. A reporter asked that.
This and is he such had to a say weird out loud, time.
No, it's not O.J. Simpson. it's Ali.
It's really just bizarre. It's like there's all everybody on TV and the protesters in the street. It's like the election never happened.
I know. Oh, it happened, but they can't get over it.
This is not good.
I know that.
Nothing like the sound of flash bulbs popping in the morning.
That's next Friday.
These are the top things Kim Kardashian is thinking. You know, I liked it a lot better when Khloe was the fat one. Have I done anything yet today to remind Paris Hilton that I'm the famous one now?
Hot gun.
Oh, what am I going to do today? Better check the script and find out. And finally, the very top thing Kim Kardashian is thinking.
Yes.
This dress kind of makes my ass look big. I'll wear it. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Thank you, Freddy. 4 o'clock, Fluffer. Email time, ahoy, at stanandhaney.com. Ahoy, at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Yeah, just one joke off all day.
Love does him. Not meet the smell test.
Shut up. God, that woman. What the hell is going on, too? All these women from California?
Yeah.
You got Auntie Maxine is 79.
Feinstein, she's
85.
Yeah. They don't have anybody to
she's
replace
running.
Her. Yeah, I know she is.
What?
Didn't get the support of her party, though.
She is 85 and wants to remain in the Senate.
Glenn from Naples. Ahoy, gentlemen. I love your show. I'm a loyal listener. I was wondering, whatever happened to the show segment you guys did called What's That Sound? Will it ever come back?
Coming
sure.
out of the hole in the wood.
Yeah, it's just hard getting those sound effects. Oh, sure.
And you know what?
We can do a barking dog and a chirping bird, but what fun's that?
No, that's why that segment is so good, is because Stan only rolls with the very best.
Quality only.
Birdbath.
Quality only. That was a pig, too.
Birdbath. Yep.
Hoity-toity, Bird Bass.
These are people about our question of the week.
Are you jealous of Stan?
No, not at all.
Why are you jealous of me?
No, not at all.
Do you wish you could have, you know, like a tenderloin for breakfast?
Yeah.
No.
Captain Morgan anytime you want?
No. No, not at all.
Man, that would be the life.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Shrimp just cocktails. Decide you felt like having a Captain Morgan, you could have one.
Yeah. Yep.
Not everybody can.
Nope.
When's the last day? Do you like Captain Morgan?
Not really, no.
What do you prefer?
I like Black Label.
Carling?
Hmm?
Carling or Johnny Walker?
No, the Black Label.
Carling Black Label beer?
Carling.
Or Johnny Walker Black?
Johnny Walker Black.
Okay. That's kind of expensive, isn't
that's
it?
That's more expensive than Captain Morgan.
Yeah, that's up there.
Then why wouldn't Stan be drinking that instead of Captain Morgan?
Mr. Johnny Walker Black over here.
Maybe Stan's got a little special mixture in that Captain Morgan bottle.
You're pulling at straws now.
See, I think someone of Stan's stature would be drinking Courvoisier.
Exactly.
See? I don't even know what that is.
Our question of the week. What home project are you most proud of that you did all by yourself without calling a professional? This guy wants to, once again, start up.
You know, Dave never answered that. It's usually he'll call in.
I don't care.
You don't have an answer for that question?
No, the last thing was your sign that for Christmas.
You didn't make that. It was your brother and dad.
He did, too, make that.
Yes.
He did not. He did not.
Tell him, Dave.
Bro, you underestimate my skills.
Spent 3 years still waiting for mine. This guy, you guys were talking about replacing hot water heaters. I guess that was D-Train replaced his hot water heater.
Yeah, because he bought a house and moved in and the water heater blew
here's
up.
Here's a question for you, D-Train. Why would you heat hot water? It's a water heater.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you got to get the boneheads like that. Bonehead. This is from John. Home project hug. My most memorable would be would be when my dad asked me to mow the back lawn and get the high grass out from underneath. Now keep in mind, I've seen my father do this task many times, and all I did was mimic. He would take gas, pour it around the shed and let it sit there while he mowed back and forth in the yard. This was like 10 acres. So what I did then is he would come back and light the old ground grass ablaze. So that's what I did. I monitored the blaze until all the tall grass was scorched. Then, like my father, I went inside and sat down. All of a sudden, there's this huge blaze outside the kitchen window. It was the shed. Turns out the floorboards were wooden, and I never sprayed water underneath the shed. Needless to say, I spent a week of my summer earning the money to buy the material to build my dad another shed. I wasn't allowed to buy it because the one I burned to the ground was not from a store. What does this supposed to mean? Oh, by the way, it burned all the family documents as well. Birth certificates and everything that my dad was saving. So you weren't allowed to build one because it didn't come from a store. You didn't burn anything.
You learned from watching your dad burning grass. Yeah. And your dad keeps all the family's important documents in an outdoor shed.
Yeah.
Jeez. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, over the years, I've attempted many home projects. Some successful, some not. The one that stands out the most is when I remodeled our kitchen. I did everything myself except the plumbing, and it looked great. But one thing I've learned, and in the words of Harry Callahan, a man's got to know his limitations. Okay, Stan, I must disagree with you on my email yesterday. Yes, it was political, but more importantly, I thought it was informative. It sure was. I don't remember what you wrote. here's why I say that. The issue was not reported on by the fake news stations or in any print news. So I will ask Haney, what do you know about reports of the previous administration giving inside information and tips to the Iranians on how to use our financial systems? They did.
Oh, it's 100% true.
It was 100% true. They went and took their money out of banks that were frozen, mm-hmm. traded them out for euros, then traded them out for dollars.
And they approached several American banks.
Who said no.
They said, that's against the law.
Not going to do that.
Yep. Yeah. And just for those of you, you know, if you've got your mind made up one way or the other, this is not going to change it, but if you're truly just looking at everything that's going on and going, what the hell is all this? Ask yourself, how different is Donald Trump being treated than Hillary Clinton? They are throwing indictments at people for process crimes, the FBI raiding people's homes mm-hmm. when they're cooperating with them.
Mm-hmm.
And when Hillary Clinton was being investigated, everybody that was around her or could have possibly been indicted, they were all given immunity before they ever testified
Correct.
To anything.
Yep.
And just look at the difference.
What's the double standard?
The deals that The Guardian was talking about with the Iranian, they were never even looked at.
No. And Congress to this day is still upset that they never had a chance to vote on any of that.
And look at how they have dropped the fangs on anybody yep. around Donald Trump.
Yep. It's a double standard.
And it's obvious.
And whether you think Trump is the biggest jackball mm-hmm. this side of it shouldn't be him, fake president, you have to admit there are people on the other side that should have been hung out to dry and they weren't.
Mm-hmm. What you have now is an investigation that's basically fishing for crimes.
Yep. That's what it is.
Crimes that were committed, like The Guardian just brought up.
Yep.
Never even investigated.
Nope.
And when they were forced to investigate Hillary Clinton, they gave everybody immunity.
A nutshell, so that it doesn't take much to think about. Iran was locked out of the world market with the most valuable currency there is, the American dollar.
Mm-hmm.
The Obama administration, fact, to make this nuke deal go through, released funds in the billions that were, I don't know what their form of currency is, but it's the Iranian mm-hmm. money. And
the ba-ba-ba.
The ba-ba-ba money. They went back and said, we are locked out from all of the deal. So they said, well, we'll show you how to get American dollars that you are locked out of. They withdrew their money,
mm-hmm.
went to the euro because there were a bunch of European banks that were more than happy mm-hmm. to take that money, turn it over into the euro so that then the Iranians could go and trade it for American money, and banks were approached to make this deal happen, and they said, no, it's illegal.
And this is for The Guardian, since we've already gone this far into it. Here's something for you to look at, Guardian. Make sure you take your blood pressure meds first, because the Obama-Iran deal, we still don't know how bad it was. There was an operation, I think the DEA headed it, called Project or Operation Cassandra. They'd worked on it for years, and they had Hezbollah, the Iranian-sponsored terrorist organization. They are also very active in the United States and South America. And they are running narcotics. And this Project Cassandra had all of these huge Hezbollah figures. They got the goods on them where they could have been indicted and taken down. the Obama administration said, you stop everything that you're doing because we got to have this nuke deal.
Yeah.
So they got away with it.
Got to make John Kerry look good.
And the people that were involved in that obviously did a lot of hard work, know that these are bad guys that need to be gotten. And they said, but, you know, even if they came to us tomorrow and said, hey, the gloves are off, do what you need to do. He said, you have to understand, you've got multiple agencies and all of these different people. They've all been reassigned to other projects. We would not be able to just pick it back up.
We'll be back.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida's airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. Going to tell you what's going to be happening a week from tomorrow. If you love fishing and you love winning money, we'll tell you about the third annual Coastal Outfitters Cat Daddy Challenge. But first, Mr. Traffic.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right, all right, all right, Stan. Woo! Friday. Give me a good woo.
Woo.
All right. Good enough. Good enough.
Traffic.
Right. I am. Fort Myers, we have a crash on I-75 northbound. No specific location, but northbound on I-75.
What?
Yeah.
What? Then I wouldn't go with that traffic. If you can't pinpoint it,
it just took me a second.
I wouldn't go and talk about it, Mr. Traffic.
Well, just be on the lookout on I-75 northbound. All right, Fort Myers, we have a vehicle diving around in the road at Summerlin Road and College Parkway. And in Fort Myers, we have a crash. No injuries, a little bit of road blockage at mile marker 131, I-75 northbound.
You don't have to
yell it. And I'll do traffic. Another update, 30 minutes.
Join K-Rock for the third annual Coastal Outfitters Cat Daddy Challenge. It's going to be at Port Sanibel Marina, June the 16th. That's a week from tomorrow. $5,000 in cash up for grabs. Plus raffles, silent auction, Ward's banquet, Cat Daddy Challenge. It's a fill up a bucket of catfish, and whatever weighs the most, you're the winner. They're going to have a captain's meeting a week from today at Rusty's in Cape Coral. It's powered by Victory Lane Chevrolet. You can sign up now at 96krock.com. Ahoy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I am a local first responder, hometown hero, if you will.
You're a hometown hero. Okay. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Your name, please.
That's what people. I'd rather not.
All right. An anonymous hometown hero.
I wouldn't mind it if you called me Sarge.
You're a sergeant, hometown, Blunden. A sergeant.
Yes, sir. I have been monitoring your program.
Mm-hmm. You're not the only one.
I've heard some of the things that you all have said about discrimination, inclusion, uh-huh. and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
And,
yes, Sergeant.
There's an issue I think that people need to be aware of and understand. And not make fun of people, because what
who's making
do,
fun of people?
Well,
who's making fun of people?
Sometimes, you know, people might have a disability.
Who's making fun of the disabled, Sergeant?
I'm just. This isn't the primary reason why I called, but.
Oh, you're monitoring us. You're eavesdropping. You're making notes to call in and make a statement, Sergeant.
Well, I agree with most of the things that you've said.
Okay.
I just think that it's time to call off the dogs. There is nothing inherently wrong. There is nothing amusing about someone who uses a fanny pack.
Who's saying anything about using a fanny pack? When were we talking, Sergeant, about anyone and making fun of somebody with a disability using a fanny pack?
Well, I heard the other day you were talking about, you were talking about more, political and racial things, but I think this is right in line with that. You shouldn't make fun of somebody.
Who are you making this statement, or is it something that we said? You know, you're running thin. I know who you are, and you're running real just, monitoring us.
Quite frankly, I thought you'd be happy to use your platform to support your hometown heroes, and some of us wear fanny packs.
So you're a security guard. We have already established that. You're a security guard riding around in a golf cart, and you think that we're projecting towards you because you wear a fanny pack?
Not you, sir. I'm talking about the general public.
Oh, so you have been harassed by people in your complex. People that like to wake up with prime rib and drink Captain Morgan, and they're making fun of your fanny pack.
Well, it sounds like you know the type.
it's almost like I live it. It's all right. I just say it can look a little effeminate on a man that likes to, wear all the garb of a security guard and all the, the stripes and the stars and all of that stuff. But what's your point, Sergeant?
Well, the little kids that like to point and laugh and.
They're kids. Are you that thin-skinned that you haven't made it in life have to be a security guard in a complex, and so maybe kids around the pool point and laugh at you that you got a fanny pack? Then that, if you're that sensitive, use a wallet.
Well, I thought it was unacceptable in today's society to call a man a fag. When I've got an 8-year-old, And his little buddy's there pointing at me, calling me that epithet.
Kids will be kids, okay? Kids will be kids, and it's not appropriate. It is wrong.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and that kid is going to rue the day.
No, you're not going to go and retaliate on a kid either. Let kids be kids. They'll learn one way or another. It should be the parents.
Well, I just don't appreciate
why are you calling me about this, dumping on me because your feelings are hurt of what the kids are doing to you at the complex?
I think maybe the public ought to be educated.
The public already knows.
That maybe somebody's wearing a fanny pack because the chiropractor said that having a wallet back there might mess them up.
Okay, then use a backpack. Use a one-arm sling thing that they can put stuff in. So if you're that thin-skinned, do that. Don't dump on me with your problems.
Are you suggesting that there is something wrong with wearing a fanny pack?
I'm not suggesting that. If you want to wear it, wear it. If you got problems with kids calling you names, then you deal with it yourself. Don't burden me or our audience or anything about this.
I don't get it, because to me it's no different than a shoulder holster. But anyway, that's not even the primary reason I called.
Oh, all right, Sergeant.
I've found out that part of my duties now will be extending into more of a search and rescue. As part of that, I am going to have to learn to be a proficient scuba diver.
Wow.
I don't know the first thing about it, and I know you got a fellow there you call a waterman who knows everything about it.
Yes, he's a deep dive expert.
I don't know if he'd be willing to share his expertise.
We're getting somewhere, Sergeant. Now we can actually help you with something other than your thin-skinnedness. Your instructed part of your training is to take up and learn scuba diving.
Yeah, there's a lake at a complex, and not only search and rescue, but golf ball retrieval operations.
Yes, they got a company. You can make a lot of money doing that. So you don't even know where to start.
No, I mean, I'd imagine you'd need to get some of those flippers like a frog man wears.
Well, let's go. Yeah, Dave?
I've seen them at the toy store, but...
Yeah, Dave?
No, sir.
What does he need to do?
Sergeant, you need to first go out and go to your local dive shop.
Well, where would one of those be? He doesn't know where a dive shop
is. I'm sure he knows how to, he's got a smartphone, look up on your Google Maps, local dive shop, and it should pop up what is closest to you. You go there, Sergeant, correct? And
what would it be, U.S. Divers or Patty certified?
Well, you got Patty.
Do you know what any of that means, Sergeant?
I haven't a clue.
Those are companies that certify
you. What
does
he need to buy?
What he needs to buy, okay, first off, a mask, okay? You need a mask.
Like the kind where you have the mask and you have the snorkel and it's all built into one. And you can go around and look at all the shells.
Now, is that something I could pick up at like a pool supply store?
No, sir.
Yeah, they got them there.
Well... You got goggles there, maybe, Stan, but not for what this guy's looking to do.
What does he need, then?
He needs a mask, okay, sir? You need to get you a snorkel. You need to go and get you some flippers, okay? You need to get professional equipment if you're going to be doing search and rescue and golf ball retrieval, okay, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And once you get that...
And then what does he do, just jump right in?
No, sir. No, no, Stan. No, no, no.
No, he's sir.
Yeah,
I'm Stan.
Yeah, he's Sarge.
That's Sergeant.
Yeah, the Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. So what?
That's Sergeant.
Sergeant, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Sergeant. So what you gonna do?
Sergeant, I'm Stan.
Yeah, I know.
He's acknowledging you by saying sir.
Yes, Stan.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Stan, sir.
Sergeant,
sir. What you're gonna do is you're gonna go. And go to your local dive shop.
And now, say what?
Now, you're going to go, I am interested in learning how to scuba dive.
That's different than snorkeling, isn't it, Dave?
Yes, it is. Now, snorkeling, you can...
You told him he needed to buy a snorkel.
Well, that is a part of the equipment that goes along with diving, Stan. Because when you come to the surface, there might be points where your tank is low. You've got...
Do you know anything about a tank, Sergeant?
The only thing I know about tanks is the M1 A1 Abrams.
Mm-hmm. Is that what he's referring to?
No, Stan.
Dave?
Stan.
Yes, sir.
You're going to need a buoyancy control device, which they call a BC, okay? Which is an inflatable deflatable vest. Okay, sir?
You following him on this, Sergeant?
I think so. I think the tank he's referring to might be similar to the type of device that that I've observed drug-seeking behavior where they try and steal a tank out of a dentist's office and go have a party in the woods.
Yeah. Those are nitrous tanks, sir, and yes.
What's the difference? What is this?
Well, that's going to be a large, tall tank, probably about 4 or 5
I believe
foot.
what he's looking for is compressed air.
He's looking for a compressed air tank, okay?
Like a duster?
No, sir. Now, Sergeant, you're going to need lots of equipment. You better be prepared to spend money, okay? Now, once you learn... From your dive,
will I be wearing my uniform with this or
no?
You're gonna
need to get you either a light wetsuit or the pond area that you're gonna be in. I suggest if you're in search and rescue, you're gonna be doing quick, so just get yourself a pair of nice swim trunks. Okay,
maybe a skin.
He could have a skin if he'd like. If he's worried about that.
You know what skin is, sir?
I could guess. You're talking about some sort of wet.
What about a regulator?
Yeah.
What about a regulator?
Yep. You're gonna need your reg, okay?
Your reg.
And it's gonna have a backup. You're gonna need a weight belt, and you're gonna weigh that out to your specifications of your body weight. Okay. You there? You follow me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now.
Yes, sir.
What's gonna happen,
Sergeant?
Is Sergeant, sir, what's going to happen is when you go, you might have a small panic attack. And that's going to happen because you've probably never been underwater more than, I don't know, however long you can hold your breath. I don't know. Okay? But you're going to sit there, and you're going to sit at the shallow end of a pool, and you're going to learn to breathe through the octo. Okay? Your regulator.
Okay. Let me see if I've got you so far.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to need to spend a lot of money on equipment.
Absolutely, sir. It's not going to be cheap, and hopefully the complex that you're working for will pony up the cash for you.
Do you know what an octo is? They call it the octopus.
I remember the octo mall. Yeah.
This guy's going to kill himself.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. Where's your finger? Excuse me. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Shark Girl, who's a diver herself, texted us. Dave's House of Stupid Diving. Good God, my foot knows more about scuba diving than Dave does.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah,
you know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. You just hold your breath and go.
Because Shark Girl, she's a very experienced diver. I bet you she's
multi-talented.
Yeah, yeah, I bet you she's got more dive time than you do.
Oh, I'm sure. Doesn't she do that for a living? Isn't that part of her? Isn't she like a marine biologist or something?
I don't know. If you'd got to know her, maybe you'd learn.
I've talked to her.
Yeah. When did you first dive?
My first dive was in 2001, and that would have been in September, and then I got caught on fire.
My first dive, 1990.
I've only ever snorkeled. I'd much rather
snorkel.
Really?
I
like snorkeling.
This is the God's honest truth, and I won't kid around about it. Back in 1990, we were offered dive courses to be NADA certified, North American Divers. It wasn't Patty. It was the other one that was Maui. Big then. And got certified. Whole thing was, follow them along. They're going to get certified. Got all the equipment, expensive equipment. I mean, even back then it was expensive. And my grandmother still had the ins from my grandfather with the dive people at Decor back in those days.
Nice stuff.
Got all the Decor stuff. And went and got my training, did our certification dives in Key Largo. Did three dives on a Saturday, two more dives on a Sunday to get certified. They finally give you the chip, the microchip, and all that you keep on you in case they find you rolling up on shore.
Mm-hmm.
And I gathered up all my stuff in my dive bag, came back up to Fort Myers, and the very next Monday, I put it all up for sale.
Enjoyed it that much, did you?
It was like, come on.
It's expensive.
Come on. Here's one thing I will always remember. And it's a cautionary tale. I'm in Key Largo. We're going to go dive on Saturday. There was a ship down there in the course of the Coral that's down there in Key Largo. Mm-hmm. And I prided myself. I grew up around boats and the shoreline all my life. Never, ever got seasick. Never. I wouldn't have to take Dramamine or anything. I was on boats. It never bothered me. So we're out at Key Largo, and it's hot, and the sun is reflecting off the water. We go out to the dive spot, and we're starting to get our tanks on and our BCs on, and I've got all the equipment going on, and I start sweating. And I'm like, suddenly everything is rolling around, and I'm like, I'm in bad shape. And our dive instructor said, Stan, don't worry about it. I know your stomach is very squeezy. We're going to let you be one of the first ones in the water. Once you get that neutral buoyancy in the water, all of your stomach upset will go away. You won't be seasick once you're in the water. And he was absolutely right. I mean, I was dry. Nothing had come up by that point in time. But I was so out of it. Let's get you in the, don't worry if you throw up. It's going to come right out of the regulator. It's what they're designed for. Okay, get into the water. Everything is great. And I'm going around and I'm diving in.
Life is good again.
Life is good again. Now, a group of us, you know, they had friends and family and wives and all that, went snorkeling while we were being certified. And the dive instructor said, look, when they're starting to surface again, they need the stairs. They need the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
All you snorkelers, stay away from the ladder until our divers are back in. And sure enough, I'm looking at my dive gauge, and it's time to surface, get the signal that we're going up. And as I'm going up, I can see the boat up above me. And I can see the snorkelers kicking their legs as they're snorkeling around. And as I'm looking up at the boat, seeing the boat rocking back and forth in the water, it all came back.
Oh.
It's like, oh, God, here, I'm going to get sick. And as I'm reaching up to go to the ladder to get out of the boat, here comes a snorkeler, a woman snorkeler, kicking her legs and grabs onto the ladder. And it's just hanging on the ladder and, ooh, this is fun. And, oh, chatting it up, I guess, up above. And I'm like, Lord, please, who the F is this hanging on the ladder? I'm ready to be so sick. And finally, the person gets into the boat. I make my way up the ladder. And as I take my mask and regulator out of my mouth, there's my ex-wife. Oh, did you see me hanging there on the ladder?
No.
I'm like, are you kidding me? I got into the boat. I wasn't in the boat more than 30 seconds, and I chowed over the side of that boat. I was so sick.
Here come the fishes.
Yes. And the fish, the biggest game fish, they were all flying by the boat. I'm like, woo, they're calling everybody over to the side of the boat. Look at these beautiful fish.
It's one of the greatest things.
Stan's feeding the fish.
Yep. Oh, you blow chunks, you see the best fish in the world.
Got back to Fort Myers, up for sale.
Oh, man.
No. K-Rock traffic.
Great.
True
story.
Great. All right. It's Friday, everybody. Almost quitting time. Woo! All right. One thing on the board here. North Fort Myers, we have a crash. Pine Island Road and Woodward Avenue. So be on the lookout for that. And, you know, Fort Myers, I-75, we know. Northbound and southbound, there's a crash. You're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
Thank you. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Harry Reisner and Barbara Walters, who is in California. Also, Frank Reynolds and Howard K. Smith in Washington.
I'm Ann Compton.
I'm Charles Gibson.
I'm Jerry King.
I'm Barbara Walters.
Work.
Operator error.
It's the CD's stuck in there. Hold it. It's jammed.
This is top-notch equipment.
It's
man.
Jammed.
Let me see.
Get it out of there.
Are you?
It's you. See it? I can hear
I
it going around.
Right here.
Hold it. Do this.
I did. That's what I did.
There, hold it.
See. Okay. Just got to hit the stop button. Just got to hit the stop button, Stan. Boy, you are.
It's just not working.
Hi,
there.
I'm Garrett Gutzler.
Did it by
You're
itself.
To Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
It may not
Mark
stop.
Haney. Yep.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, June 8th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. It is time now for some things you did not know. A A 1965 Senate report predicted the future. The report predicted what life would be like in the distant future of the year 2000.
Ooh, this was from 1965.
Mm-hmm. The 1965 Senate report predicted Americans would be working 14 hours a week by the year 2000 because technology would make everything so much easier.
I would have believed it back then because, you know, in that time frame in the late 60s, we were sending people to the moon.
Yeah, things were happening. The 15 stadiums in America with the highest capacity are all college football stadiums.
Yeah, look at Happy Valley with Penn State. I mean, that thing holds like 120,000 people.
You have to go all the way to number 16 on the list before you find a professional facility, and that would be MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, home to the New York Giants and New York Jets there in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get technical, the ninth biggest stadium as far as capacity goes, L.A. Memorial Coliseum, that's been there forever.
Since the 32 games.
Home to the University of Southern California, the temporary home of the Rams until 2020.
Yeah, they're over 100,000. That's where the first Super Bowl was played, too.
Freddie Mercury, brilliant singer.
Yep.
Always refused to answer when interviewers asked him to name his favorite Queen song. We now know what his favorite Queen song was.
What was it?
Somebody to Love. And the reason he never answered, he just didn't want to seem vain.
Hmm? He didn't want to seem vain for Somebody to Love?
Yeah, I don't know if it's because maybe he's the single writer on that song or something.
Yep.
Financial planning is important. And for some of you, I fully understand it. I have been there, and I've been there recently, where you're like, yeah, I imagine it is, but I need every penny to get by. But you got to come up with a plan. You got to do something. Because a lot of people are doing nothing at all.
Let me tell you something. And I tried doing something early on. It just didn't work out the way it should have worked out. I've been putting into a 401k since 1991. And I don't have enough to retire on. And I look back. I didn't think about retiring anything for retirement until I was 29 years old. And if there's any young person out there listening to Haney and I right now, and you're starting out in job, and yeah, you got to pay off the student loan, you got to worry about it. If you can find some kind of plan at 23, 24, 25, do it. That's one word of advice that Haney and I can give you. If you can find a way at
it'll
that
make
age
things a
to
lot
put
easier
a couple
on
of
you.
Bucks away, do it.
According to a new study, one out of three Americans say their main financial plan is inheriting money from their parents.
I can tell you right now, that ain't working.
Yeah, you went with that for a while.
Yep.
And
that ain't working.
Broke your heart. 36% of people in Gen X, 32% of millennials, and yes, even 20% of baby boomers say their sole financial plan is that they're banking on mom and dad leaving them a pile of cash.
And if what if your mom and dad don't have a whole heck of a lot?
But no one compares to Generation Z. That's defined as people under the age of 22. 63% of them currently see their parents dying as their best financial option.
Oh, my God. Do it while you're... I don't care if it's a dollar a week. Save it.
Don't just save it.
Invest it.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, when I was that age, and I know that's exactly what they're thinking, don't have to worry about it. It's long. That's a long way off.
I got to live now.
Got to live, man.
And it's true.
Yeah. But it catches up fast. You're suddenly 56 and saying, well, what have you done? What have you done to save?
Well, since 1991, you should be great,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, you'd like to have a plan that matched something and didn't have a crash. Do you know, and I told you this.
With reasonable funds?
With my property values of the home I owned, with my 401k, they talk about all people lost. I lost conservatively with two properties that I owned during the crash. And their assessed value then. And my 401k, I lost $500,000. Lost it and had to start over from that 08 debacle and less income. And I know a lot of people lost their jobs, but Haney and I took a good bite then too.
Well, you don't have to worry about it because they told us as soon as the economy turns around, they're going to come knocking on our door with a raise.
What?
Isn't that what they said?
Yep.
So you just be patient. The economy's going to turn around.
Someday.
In a moment.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. Today is National Best Friends Day.
Aw, isn't that great? Only girls say that.
What?
You're my best friend.
That's true.
You know what? You ever see a bunch of guys around? You ever see them having a conversation? Hey, Haney, who's your best friend? No, I got a lot of good friends that mean an awful lot to me. But it's girls that say who your best friend is.
Yep. We tend to say things in a different manner. For instance, something we might say is, you know what, Stan? Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special.
Here's to good friends.
Tonight is kind of special. Oh, can he find that? No, I guess not.
What, the Lowenbrow?
Yeah. Tonight, let it be low and brow. Oh, it popped right up.
Oh, did it really? Roll them.
You see. What
gotta
year?
Be the,
what
it's got to be the 70s or 80s. You got to have the one. Oh, D-Train's got it. D-Train's got it. Hold it here. Roll them.
Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special.
Hey, where you been?
It wasn't easy getting tickets for this game.
Hey, Bob.
Eddie, I know exactly what I want. I want the biggest steak you've got and a bottle of Lowenbrow.
Steak and Lowenbrow.
Dolan, you're a genius.
When you want the taste of a truly great American beer, tonight, let it be Lowenbrow.
Here's to the chef. Here's to the bartender.
Yeah.
That's where we get our emotions from.
Yeah.
Beer advertising.
77.
Yeah, that's about right.
Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special.
Yeah. Something about the beer.
Tonight, let it be Lowenbrow. 15% of people say they don't have a best friend. 46% have one.
Mm-hmm.
39% have more than one. Which is impossible.
Yeah.
It is extremely hard to find a best friend once you were an adult. Only 11% of people say they met their best friend after they were done with school. 24% met their best friend in elementary school, 18% in middle school, 24% in high school, 16% in college, 8% met in preschool. If you have a best friend like that,
yeah,
that goes back that far,
yeah,
you're extremely lucky.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, my mom, to this day, will talk several times a week to somebody she went to preschool with.
Well, again, that's women who have best friends.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what we have?
What's that?
Beer commercials.
Yep. Let it be low and brown.
Did he say Bill?
Yes. I think this that texter's trying to screw with us because he said Bill. Did you say Bill? I don't know.
Yeah. I said Bill.
There.
A woman named Shalonda Shepherd.
Hey, Shalonda.
From Murfreesboro, Tennessee, began banging on her neighbor's door in the middle of the night last week.
I'll get you what for.
It's not clear why, but she was very angry with them. And when the husband and wife answered the door, Shalonda...
Hey.
That's all right. Give it full-throated.
No, that's all right.
Shalonda...
Hey, Shalonda.
Pulled out a steak knife.
What?
And began stabbing the woman. Now, we did the story earlier this week about the cop who took the guy out with a can of baked beans.
Yep.
When you're in a crisis, you got to turn whatever you can find into a weapon. So that's what the husband did. He tried to find something to stop her, and the first thing he could find, bottle of ketchup.
Hey, that'll do the trick, too.
Yeah, but, you know, probably wasn't a glass bottle like the old days. So he grabbed the bottle of ketchup. His wife is being stabbed. What does he do?
What?
He ran up to Shalonda and squirted the ketchup all over her. Surprisingly, that was enough to make her stop and go, "Oh, no, you didn't." His wife was sent to the hospital for treatment of the cuts, and Shalonda was arrested for aggravated assault.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Report.
Oh, there she
is. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Do not mess with her.
You do not want to step to that. Uh-uh, girlfriend.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, she'll kill you.
In a heartbeat.
You know, I don't understand. The rest of the country has this terrible opinion of our beautiful state.
I know. Because it's a dumping ground for everybody. They want to leave, they come to Florida.
A 23-year-old gent named Travis Byerly from Danville, Kentucky.
Do you know where that is? Danville?
No, sir.
He was pulled over while driving in Clearwater last week. It turns out Travis was driving on a suspended license.
Naturally.
So he was arrested, and the police searched his car. They found a hatchet hidden between the driver's seat and the door. When they asked him why he had a weapon hidden in his car,
yeah,
he explained he needed it for protection from, quote, scumbags in Florida. He was charged with carrying a concealed weapon and driving with a suspended license.
Scumbags from... He's from Kentucky!
As far as we know, he made it back to Kentucky without any run-ins with Florida scumbags.
Yeah, but see, when you're in deep eastern Kentucky like this fella...
Yeah.
I looked it up.
Yeah.
And you say you're going to Florida...
Yeah.
You got your family members who are concerned when you go to the big city... about the troubles you may run into. Uh-huh. So I can tell you someone probably gave him that hatchet to help
Travis
protect
here.
Him from Florida scumbags.
Travis, hold on. I want you to take this, son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was your granddaddy's and his daddy before him.
Wow.
Won't be the first Florida scumbag to feel that hatchet. And that's the news for today, Friday, June 8th.
Double M X V Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monty Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
Yeah, they gave him the hatchet.
Yeah.
And then they gave him one last piece of advice, because I got this advice when my grandmother found out I was taking a Greyhound to Montana.
What's that?
Keep your wallet in your front pocket so no one can pickpocket you.
Be our next big winner. But realistically speaking, the odds are overwhelmingly against you. Thanks for listening to the Stan and Haney Show on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending the entire week with us. Greatly appreciated. Roger Marley coming in at 6 o'clock.
Look out.
Interestingly enough, I did not see him at Beasley Fun Day today. I don't know if he didn't get the invite, but if he finds out that we were having a big picnic right outside there with roasted hog and all the fixins, he's going to be angrier than normal.
Well, if he finds out it was a roasted hog, he'll be upset. But right now, he said, I'm not eating a Hispanic pig.
Oh, okay. All right, that clears up a lot of stuff.
And then he threw his drinking glass up against the wall and it shattered.
Mm.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Let's see. We got three things on the board right now. We'll start two of them in North Fort Myers.
And then when he went around the hall, he yelled back, somebody clean that S up.
Yep, because he ain't. North Fort Myers, crash, Slater Road, and Mellow Drive.
Oh, yeah, that's where I'm heading.
Also, North Fort Myers got a crash, Windmill Village and North Cleveland Avenue. Windmill Village. And then this one's Fort Myers, crash, Summerlin Road, and Colonial Boulevard.
Come on, everybody, hop in the Uber. We're headed to Mellow Drive.
Yeah. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
Like my family, we came to this country illegally, fair and square. Actually, my father came first. Started another family, then came and got us. Actually, we came here illegally with passports that belonged to our cousins. It was three passports. We were three boys, but one of the passports was for a girl named Bati. And I didn't want to be Bati, man. I've been praying at night. I don't want to be Bati, man. My little brother had to be Bati. They took his pants off, gave him a little skirt. He's practicing being a little girl, dancing to Noah, 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 Noah. We get to the border, he looks at like Latina Honey Boo Boo. They ask him, what's your name? My name is Pati. Till this day, he is still Pati.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Roger Marley coming up next, taking you through your Friday night. Lord willing, we'll be back here on Monday. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Yes, sir. I am a local first responder, hometown hero, if you will.
You're a hometown hero. Okay, yes, sir.
Yes.
Your name, please.
That's what people. I'd rather not.
All right, an anonymous hometown hero.
I wouldn't mind it if you called me Sarge.
You're a sergeant, hometown, Blunden. Yes, a sergeant.
I've found out that part of my duties now will be extending into more of a search and rescue. And as part of that, I am going to have to learn to be a proficient scuba diver.
Wow.
I don't know the first thing about it, and I know you got a fellow there you call a waterman who knows everything about it.
Yes, he's a deep dive expert.
I don't know if he'd be willing to share his expertise.
Now we're getting somewhere, Sergeant. Now we can actually help you with something other than your thin skinness. Your instructed part of your training is to take up and learn scuba diving.
Yeah, there's a lake at a complex, and not only search and rescue, but golf ball retrieval operations.
Yes, they got a company. You can make a lot of money doing that. So you don't even know where to start.
No, I mean, I'd imagine you'd need to get some of those flippers like a frog man wears.
Let's go. Dave?
I've seen them at the toy store, but.
Yeah, Dave?
No, sir.
What does he need to do?
Sergeant, you need to first go out and go to your local dive shop.
Well, where would one of those be? He doesn't know where a dive shop
is. I'm sure he knows how to. He's got a smartphone. Look up on your Google Maps, local dive shop, and it should pop up what is closest to you. You go there, Sergeant, correct? And
what would it be, U.S. Divers or PADI certified?
Well, you got NAWI, PADI.
Do you know what any of that means, Sergeant?
I haven't a clue,
Those are companies that certify
you.
What he needs to buy, okay, first off, a mask. Okay, you need a mask.
Like the kind where you have the mask and you have the snorkel and it's all built into one. And you can go around and look at all the shells.
Now, is that something I could pick up at, like, a pool supply store?
No,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, they got them there.
Well, you got goggles there, maybe, Stan, but not for what this guy's looking to do.
What does he need, then?
He needs a mask, okay, sir? You need to get you a snorkel. You need to go and get you some flippers, okay? You need to get professional equipment if you're going to be doing search and rescue and golf ball retrieval, okay, sir?
Yes. Yeah,
and
yes, sir.
And yeah,
yes,
sir. Thank you,
yes,
thank
sir.
You. I appreciate
yes,
that.
Sir.
And once
and then
you
what
get
does he
that,
do? Just jump right in.
No, sir. No, Stan. No.
No, he's sir.
Yeah,
I'm Stan.
Yeah, he's Sarge.
That's Sergeant.
Yeah, the Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. So what?
That's Sergeant.
Sir, Sergeant, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Sergeant. So what
that
you're going to do...
Sergeant. I'm Stan.
Yeah, I know.
He's acknowledging you by saying, sir.
Yes, Stan.
Yes, sir.
Stan, sir.
Sergeant.
Sergeant, sir, what you're going to do is you're going to go to your local dive shop.
And now, say what?
Now, you're going to go, I am interested in learning how to scuba dive.
That's different than snorkeling, isn't it, Dave?
Yes, it is. Now, snorkeling, you can...
You told him he needed to buy a snorkel.
Well, that is a part of the equipment that goes along with diving, Stan, because when you come to the surface, there might be points where your tank is low. You've got...
Do you know anything about a tank, Sergeant?
Well, I think the tank he's referring to might be similar to the type of device that... that I've observed drug-seeking behavior where they try and steal a tank out of a dentist's office and go have a party in the woods.
Yeah. Those are nitrous tanks, sir, and yes.
What's the difference? What is this?
Well, that's going to be a large, tall tank, probably about 4 or 5
foot. I believe
He's looking for a compressed air tank.
What about a regulator?
Yeah.
What about a regulator?
Yep, you're going to need your reg, okay?
Your reg.
And it's gonna have a backup. You're gonna need a weight belt, and you're gonna weigh that out to your specifications of your body weight. Okay, you there? You follow me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now.
Yes, sir.
What's gonna happen?
Sergeant.
is Sergeant, sir, what's going to happen is when you go, you might have a small panic attack. And that's going to happen because you've probably never been underwater more than, I don't know, however long you can hold your breath. I don't know. Okay? But you're going to sit there, and you're going to sit at the shallow end of a pool. And you're going to learn to breathe through the octo. Okay? Your regulator.
Wait. Let me see if I've got you so far.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to need to spend a lot of money on equipment.
Absolutely, sir. It's not going to be cheap, and hopefully the complex that you're working for will pony up the cash for you.
Do you know what an octo is? They call it the octopus.
I remember the octo mom. Yeah.
This guy's going to kill himself.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.